there was a witch hunt. That's what they called gay nets for gays. And I found out from one of my friends who was Auntie, it was his nickname, Auntie. He was in CID at the time, I can't even remember what CID stands for. I'm trying to think. It was the investigative arm of the military. I can't remember what the CID stands for, but it was the investigative arm of the military. He was in CID, and he called me up and he said, "Maria, you're part of the witch hunt. They've got pictures of you with another lieutenant." And we were joking at the time, but I had put my hand over her mouth and kissed her over a fountain. She was straight. She completely innocent. She was just on vacation with us, and we were joking around. She ended up getting kicked out too as like a lesbian. No innocent until proven guilty, right? But we all got pulled into the web, and so I was afraid that Rob and Kimmy might get affected by it too. So I decided to go to my commander at the time, and just tell him. My captain, he was a decent guy, I knew it, and he respected me. I had worked for him under him directly, and we had a good relationship, and I thought he'll save me, he won't, he'll protect me. So I went to him and I said, "Colonel Caldwell, I said I'm gay, and I said I've been a good soldier. I've won Soldier of the Year. I've been one of the youngest specialists you've ever had. I gained rank quickly. I've got an Army Commendation Medal, Army Achievement Medal, PLDC ribbons." I said, "I've done well by you." And he said, "Maria, step out the door and think about what you're about to say, and please come back in and rethink it." "What do you mean? You can protect me." So I came back in and said it again. I said, "Honestly, sir, I'm gay." And he says, "I have to kick you out." And I thought, fuck. He goes, "Reagan changed the rules and made it so that everyone who comes out has to be removed from service immediately." He goes, "I can give you an honor. I will do my best to get you an honorable discharge. You at least deserve that." And I was devastated because I had thought I was going to spend the rest of my life in the military. I had planned 20 years in the field. I'd already gotten a letter to go to airborne school. I had a full future ahead of me. I was planning to go to West Point. Everything was bright and bushy-tailed. I was good to go. So it was devastating.